We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, hey, hey. It's our Rants line hour. We'll be playing Rants soon. We'll take phone calls, of course, as always, along with the Rants. Andrew calling from New Britain. Hello, Andrew. Andrew disappeared. Let's try Sean in Meriden. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you doing? Quick question. And I really don't have an answer for this, so it's truly a question. What do they hope to accomplish by sending an Israel group here for peace talks when they know that America and Chuck Schumer and all the knuckleheads have already talked about a regime change? So that I think they're sending they want them to come here so they can try to convince them into a regime change, not to have peace talks. So I just want to know what you think.
Well, the reason...
And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you, Sean. Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. One thing is, it creates political pressure. If you show up, then politicians like Chuck Schumer have to figure out where they're going to go on this issue. Are they going to repeat what they said, or are they going to run and hide until the heat blows over? And also, it's good to actually see people in person and flesh things out a little bit. Sometimes that softens the edges of what they have to say in public. You know, they're politicians. They're not people of conviction. They're people of convenience. And it makes it less convenient if the people you're insulting are standing right in front of you instead of being 5,000 miles away. 860-522-9842. Mark Christopher checking the traffic for us, the ride home. He's the expert at making sure you're comfortable on the roads in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. How are we looking so far, Mark?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Oh, yeah. 860-522-9842. Andrew, sorry, I clicked on your line and you hung up at that moment. So if you want to call back, I'll move you to the front of the line. 860-522-9842. We've got Rants to play. We've got John in Washington. Hello, John.
Todd, you're the regal potentate of conservative talk.
The who?
I'm so happy to listen to you all the time.
The what? But what did you call me?
A regal potentate.
Is that good?
Oh, yes, it is. It's very
okay.
Good. Yes.
Good. Well, thank you then.
Okay. First off, or the only thing I wanted to comment on, the mm-hmm. clerk in New Haven, I would think that she would have grounds for a lawsuit where she could get a lot of money.
Possibly.
Out of her position.
Possibly. You would think that's a constitutional violation if she's punished for upholding the law.
Or the harassment on the job.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that she would come away with quite a few bucks.
The trouble might be that she just, you know, saw what lunatics they are and decided she was going to take her retirement and leave. And maybe it was just 6 months early or something, you know?
Oh, certainly. But still, the fact that she was being bullied in her office, coerced in a negative way, would seem like that would be the grounds for a lawsuit. I would think.
Yes.
Would be
no,
anyway.
I think so. I'm just saying. I don't think she's wearing the boots that were made for fighting. I think she was wearing the ones that were made for walking.
Well, that's true, but, you know, it's too bad you couldn't. She couldn't get some sort of a patron to come in that had some
yes.
money and that believed in it would come and help her out. That would be a great thing.
Yeah, it would be.
You know, because they only feel it wouldn't win the money. They're gonna, you know, if they get socked with a big lawsuit, you know, that could have an impact.
I don't know if they care about that. You know, they just waste taxpayer dollars without limit. Remember a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, there was a guy, I think it was in New Haven, where they put him in the back. They took him out of prison to transport him, or maybe they're transporting him to prison from court, and they put him in the back of a wagon they use, a van.
Wagon, yeah.
Van they used to car people around, and they didn't strap them in properly, and they slammed on the brakes and maybe on purpose and crippled the guy, and, you know, cost them millions of dollars. It cost taxpayers millions, and nobody says boo about it.
Well, they wouldn't with that because of the situation, I'm sure. You know, that's all racial and everything else, even though the police were all minorities. They still went after him, tried to. But I think they got their jobs back anyway. I think they did anyway. But anyway, okay, Todd, thank you.
Nice to hear from you, John.
Yes, yes.
What did you call me again? He called me something. He called me something that sounded very lofty, but must be from Camelot or something, that name. Okay, let's get some rants going. 860-522-9842. Rant line number. The rant line number is 860-751-4698. This is a really good collection of rants. They're always fun. But this collection in particular has some funky stuff going on.
Hello. I was calling the rant line to talk to you about the cop, he shoot the guy seven times. I watched a video. And I think the cop should have reloaded the gun and shoot him another seven times.
Oh, that's good. I like comedians.
Hey, Todd, here's some Start the Weekend positive news. I just heard today that I am in total remission, bone cancer, blood cancer.
Oh, congratulations. What wonderful news. That's awesome.
They are stopped in their tracks for the moment, so...
That's great. No, just assume it's forever.
I'm kind of celebrating that. Total remission. It's two great words. Thanks, Todd.
That is such good news. What are they again?
That I am in total remission, bone cancer, blood cancer.
Wow. That's just glorious that you can come out victorious. Thank you for sharing that.
Mrs. Paul's fish sticks frozen would be about the worst tasting food out there.
Oh, we were talking about this on Friday. Mrs. Paul's, is Mrs. Paul still in business? She's still making those fish sticks out back with Granny? Mrs. Paul's, I've got to look this up because I don't know if Mrs. Paul is still alive. Let's see. Mrs. Paul's frozen fish products. She's for real. Fish fillets. Ready to eat in just minutes. Mrs. Paul's. Come on, man. Where is she? I want to see a picture of Mrs. Paul. It's funny. She doesn't make an appearance. She's not like Aunt Jemima or any of the other personifications of brand. It's from Conagra Brands, Mrs. Paul is. But it doesn't show any pictures of the original Mrs. Paul, if there was such a person. Which I will look that up as well.
Mrs. Paul's fish sticks.
Yes, Mrs. Paul's fish fillets, they call them. Crispy battered fillets.
Kevin Rennie should change his name to Don Quixote. He's fighting windmills and accomplishing nothing. But then not too many people read the Current. And after all this time accomplishing nothing, not too many people read Remy anymore anyways. What a sad person he is. What a loser.
Wow.
Have a nice night.
Kevin Rennie doesn't get hate calls ever. So I guess that's he's coming up in the world. How it all started, let's see, Mrs. Paul's. When you buy Mrs. Paul's fish, you're ready to dive into delicious family meals. But where did Mrs. Paul's start? In 1946, power plant worker Edward Pizek started selling deviled crab cakes in a local Philadelphia bar to earn money while the plant was on strike. One Friday, I prepared 172 and we only sold 50, he said. There was a freezer in the back of the bar, so we threw them in there. It was either the freezer or the trash can, so they threw them in the freezer. A week later, the frozen crab cakes still tasted fine, so Pizek and a friend, John Paul, each chipped in $350 and started a frozen seafood business. Pizek's mother pressured her son to name the company after her, but instead they named it Mrs. Paul's Kitchens after John's mom, originally naming the brand Mrs. Paul's Kitchen. Pizek bought out his partner in the 1950s, but kept the Mrs. Paul's name. In 1982, he sold the company to Campbell Soup, and in 1996, it was purchased by Pinnacle Foods Corporation. How about that? There is no Mrs. Paul, really. They just did a naming after one of the partners. And that is the rest of the story.
Yeah, I got a rant for you. All you wannabe cops that are sitting there fat, dumb, and happy in your lazy boy recliner that have never been in a police car, done police work day in and day out, just sit back and relax and don't judge the man for what he did because you weren't put in that position. Goodbye.
To replay.
But we were put in the position of being citizens who have to pay the tab and have the police working in our names. So even that, even though that sounds good, and I think it probably feels good to say, it's just like the military. We pay for it, and they fight in our name. And even though we lack a certain moral authority to discuss issues, we have the moral responsibility to discuss those issues and to set limits on their behavior, because if we don't do it, who will? Am I wrong?
If you're having problems getting to work, I shouldn't have to fund your ticket on Amtrak to get to New Haven. Find a new job closer to you or move. Two wonderful solutions.
See how simple? There's a good simple one. I go along. I like that kind of clear thinking.
Hey, Todd, just thinking about this. Imagine if the Democrats didn't do what they did in the 2020 election, right? And we all know what they did in the 2020 election. And if they didn't do what they did in the 2020 election, Donald Trump would be leaving office now. He would be at the end of his second term, and he'd be riding into the sunset, and we wouldn't see Donald Trump ever again. Now they got to deal with him again.
Just to interrupt for a second, that is an interesting thing to consider, that Donald Trump is trying to get elected now to the second term that would just be going into its last year, or would have just entered its last year. 9 months left, 10 months left. It's pretty amazing.
Now they got to deal with them again, okay? And now we would have been on to a whole new generation of politicians, younger, vibrant, more intelligent. But now we got to deal with two old farts again. See what the Democrats do? They just prolong misery. They can't help it. They just prolong misery.
Yeah, well, that's the business they're in, is delivering misery and trying to keep it for as long as possible.
Prolong misery.
Yep, they're the prolongers of misery. Hi, I'm a Democrat. Oh, really? What do you do for a living? I prolong misery. It's good work if you can get it.
I know some teachers in Massachusetts who vote for Biden because they think the Dems are good for the teachers.
Well, of course. That's what the union is there for, to rig the whole thing so that construct that you just described exists in perpetuity.
They don't realize they should vote for Trump because he's interested in everybody. Thanks.
Well, thank you for the call. Well, you just told him. We'll see if it has any impact on them. I started singing in my head not out loud yet, many rivers to cross during that rant. I can't explain the connection. You remember that song, Jimmy Cliff? Is that who did that? That was beautiful.
Hello, Todd. John here. I listened to your opinion on my rant. Unhealthy food.
Oh, yes. John did a brilliant rant on unhealthy foods the other day. And the comment I made after the rant or during the rant was that unhealthy food, John was making a liberal argument, not that I'm saying that as a way to insult the argument, but just saying it was ironic because he's such a hardcore conservative. But he was making a kind of a liberal argument, or one you would expect from liberals, that things that we allow to be ingredients in our food, there are some of those that shouldn't be allowed, like chemicals that are bad for you, you know, preservatives and stuff like that. And I'm not against that thought. I was just pointing out that there is a cost to all government policy that would interfere with us doing what is economically sound in getting food to people cheaper. And that was the point I made. So here's his response.
Unhealthy food that is banned in most of Europe that we are eating here because it's cheap. We can eat this cheap food and pay the doctor thousands. We do not need to have profit over health. You need to do a little more research. This call is between you and
me. Oh, I didn't know that part. But I don't think there's a need for more research. I'm making a point that it's better for individuals to make decisions about their own best interests than to have government do regulations and drive up the cost of everything. That's all. Let me grab Jeff in Marlboro. He's calling again. Hey, Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Todd. I was just calling. You know, you were just replaying that rant about food additives and whatnot.
Yes.
And I'm not a huge organic guy. Like, I don't promote it and stuff like that. I eat plenty of junk myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to comment that any fruits and foods that I've bought that have been certified organic, they actually taste really, really good, like better.
Well,
I don't know what it is.
Yes, but the point, I think it's probably that they're fresher and you know, not done in the mass quantities that the other stuff is. But the point of John's call was to say that it should be regulated by the government. And I wouldn't want the government to tell everybody that their food had to cost as much as Whole Foods costs.
No, I agree. It's sort of like the EV thing. You know, it's much more costly. And if you want to go out and buy one, that's your business. And the few things that I buy that are organic, I only bought them because I first started buying some organic things because, you know, they happen to be out of the same other, you know, like,
yes,
like an orange or something, and
sure,
I could only get an organic orange, and then I realized how good it tasted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really quite a difference.
That's good. Thank you for making a vote for organic. That's cool. Joe in Cromwell. Hi, Joe.
Yes, sorry to bother you again. I called you about the Social Security. Could you do a show on it to get the feeling of the people, how they feel about what I said?
Tell me again what you said.
Yes, I said that my brother-in-law died and my sister-in-law.
Yes. About the that they should be able to get both of the checks.
Or some a part of it. I mean, mm-hmm, maybe I'm wrong, but I want to feel the. I wanted to find out if I could feel the what the public might think about it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea for a topic. We will do that as a topic. Thank you for the suggestion.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for calling, Joe and Cromwell. Remember, we're going to do that as a topic. His point was that he didn't think it was fair that one partner in a marriage dies and they only get one of the higher of the two Social Security payments. He thought they should, the woman who was whose husband died, that she should be able to get both their checks. How do you feel about that? We will talk about that.
Hey, Todd, got a question for you. What's going on with Mike?
Oh, geez. I was dozing. I was so enthralled with my rants, and I'm keeping Mark Christopher waiting in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. I apologize.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mark.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, Chris Powell was nice enough to write and let me know that the caller called me a regal potentate, which is not something that is not language I understand, but it means I'm a ruler or a sovereign, one who wields great power or sway. He must have been reacting to you being on, Chris Powell. 860-522-9842. Is our phone number, of course, and Mike in Plainville has dialed it up and is here to speak. Yes, Mike.
I just don't know what to say.
you choked. You were daydreaming and you forgot what you wanted to say. You want me to give you a topic? Should I assign one?
Excuse me?
Should I assign you a topic to discuss since you forgot yours?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please.
Do you agree that I am a regal potentate?
I'm in company with such lofty people.
I have no idea what happened to you, Mike, but it was great hearing from you. Thank you for the call, sir.
Hey, Todd. Got a question for you. What's going on with Mike Pence? He's the biggest loser in the party. I just got a text saying that he's not going to endorse Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the best guy we have, hands down. So I think he should switch parties and go over to the Democrats because they're all losers over there, and he's a big loser. So let me know what you think.
Thanks. Well, what I think is there shouldn't be political parties. And at the very least, we should get rid of the two-party system. We should start adding more parties because this idea that somebody is a loser because they don't agree with you, that's what parties, you know, they make it like a team sport. I just don't think that's the way we should approach public policy. That's my feeling. 860-522-9842. Mike Leibowitz will be here when we continue on WTIC. And if we have time, we'll play some more rants and take some more phone calls as well. And we will give a tiny shred of time right now to Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Before we go to Michael Leibowitz, let's talk to Craig. Yes, sir.
Todd, so I'm not going to ding you for what your news department does, but I think sometime you have to swing your host hammer. All day I've been listening to this report about the Stafford Animal Shelter that has a husky that had a chain embedded in its neck.
Oh, I heard that. That sounded gross, didn't it?
Yeah, it does, but the dog's doing okay, and they're having a hard time finding an adopter because huskies are a special thing. I got a quick question for you. What's our state mascot?
Oh, Huskies. How about that?
Look, if Ned Lamont and the dopes at UConn can't square that circle, that tells you all you need to know.
I've never looked closely. Does the Husky mascot have a chain embedded in its neck?
I hope not. But what better mascot for the state is a rescued, abused husky that the state took under its wing? We've probably got a great animal program at UConn. Make it
and
happen.
You know what? If the governor was interested in being governor and wanted to do something that would demonstrate his connection to the state emotionally, you know, and his caring, he would drive over, pick up that dog himself, and take it to a new home.
I bet you I know who would. Stefanowski.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, Stefanowski would finance the whole thing, too. Craig, thank you so much. Michael Leibowitz is here now, who we call Lebo, and Mike, and a few other things. As a matter of fact, he gets called all kinds of names. Hello there, Michael.
Hello, Todd. Yes, I do get all kinds of names, and not all nice ones, either.
Really? Who would say anything mean to you, though?
Well, I got to tell you, let me just preface this whole thing by saying I'm very new to social media. And had somebody told me 2 years ago that anti-Semitism was rampant in this country or that there was a lot of it, I would have said, no, that's just people being sensitive. It's political correctness run amok. But recently on the social platform formerly known as Twitter, I've come across some serious hold on, Vinny.
Vinny. He'll be with you in a few.
Yeah, he sees I'm on the phone now. He hasn't wanted anything to do with me. Now he sees I'm on the telephone. So
that's how kids are.
Yes, it is. So anyways, and I've been called, you know, people have put on in response to my comments on X, oh, that's a nice last name you got, Leibowitz, and they'll put it in quotes. Or I've heard, oh, is that right, Jew? And I've gotten all kinds of memes. I've had gotten Hitler memes. One of them said Berg, Wittstein, every single effing time. I mean, it's just absolutely absurd how wretched, I mean, it's just how vile these people are.
Wow, that's bizarre, because I also have a last name that suggests Jewishness. And I don't know if you've noticed that. And the nobody does that to me.
Well, I don't know who that might be. The problem is I've responded to some posts from other, you know, influencers, online influencers, I guess you'd call them. And that and within their threads, they have this kind of thing. Now, a lot of people will hide behind just being anti-Israel or opposed to the Israel war. And
that's their cover story.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that everybody that's opposed to that hates Jews. That's not my point. But it is a convenient hiding place for people that hate Jews.
But do you think that the fact that they do that name-calling in response to you saying something they don't like, do you think that means they hate Jews?
When you're praising Hitler and saying that Jews are responsible for the porn industry because they want to ruin America and that Jews actually were the ones that waged war on Germany in 1933? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they hate Jews. One guy said that everybody in Israel, all Jews, hate Christians. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious to me.
Well, I guess it depends on the definition. But to me, those are, for the most part, I mean, some of them maybe cross some lines, but they're obviously.
Wait a second. Hold on. Cross some lines?
Well, I'm being facetious.
I've seen a meme where they've got an air bubble above Hitler that said, "I tried to tell you." Come on, Todd. I mean, really.
People, there's something about social media, the ability to have a perceived impact and have no personal responsibility brings out the worst in people, and they act stupid. But I don't know if you were in a room with that person that they would have any problem with you, and you'd say,
my bet is they wouldn't, because my bet is they're stone-cold cowards, which is why they hide behind fake names on Twitter. That doesn't change it. I mean, have you ever heard of the phrase in vino veritas?
In vino veritas?
Yes, in wine there is truth. It means that when people get drunk, they tend to, the truth comes out of them. And I think that social media has a similar effect, where people who wouldn't say things, when people wouldn't say things to your face,
yeah,
will say them, you know, when they get, you know, to hide behind the anonymity of Twitter or X or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think of that as being real hate. I think of it as being convenient hate. Like just saying obnoxious things because there is no price to pay is different from somebody who would actually act on one of those.
I'm not saying they would act on it, Todd, but you don't have to act on something to be vile and hateful. And they already are acting on it just by posting to social media.
It's the lowest threshold bar to jump over, yes. But
it is.
It is an action, I guess. But
no, it is. But it's just cowardice that prevents them from saying that stuff
true.
In person.
True. I just, I grew up with that stuff. I don't get it now, but I grew up with it. And I just thought at the time, like when I was a kid and people would call me a Jew, I didn't really know what it meant. And it had no impact on me in particular because I didn't feel... You know, I wasn't raised Jewish, and I didn't have an emotional connection. So it was just kind of an odd behavior to me that they would feel that they would express something contemptuous about something I knew nothing about and had no identity for. And I still feel that way, that it's that there are things that people say randomly that are out of habit, and that if you know that other people are bothered by it and you pursue it, then that is certainly a weakness and rude, but I don't know if I name call them just because they name call me.
Well, it's not the idea that it's random or a one-off. I mean, I've gone to these people's accounts and I can go through their posts, and it's not a, you know, it's not a one-time
all right
thing.
So you're saying these people have conviction about their, it's something
yes,
they're into
over and over and over and over and over again. Yes.
All right. Well, that's different.
And you know, I get that.
Then they have
media,
a problem.
You know, it's not like every guy on the street is a Jew hater. That's not my claim. I'm just saying that it's far more widespread than what I would have thought. I would have never expected to have confronted that type of thing on social media, especially because, I mean, my last name is Leibowitz only because my father was adopted by a Jewish family. I mean, I'm not, I'm not a practicing Jew or anything like that. But nonetheless, I get hatred because of my last name. Now, I will identify as a Jew anyways, because I don't really care about these idiots, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to come off, I told you earlier, as if like I'm running from being Jewish or anything like that. I mean, there was a time in my life where I actually practiced Judaism for a little while.
Yeah, and so it's an interesting dynamic that people, and interesting about social media, that brings out this, like, it creates a safe space to be an ass. And
yes,
there's a certain number of people who really love being an ass in public.
Hey, yeah, there is. You know something else that I've confronted, Todd? It's similar, but off the topic a little bit, is new people that now are finding out that I've been in prison. They try to put it out there as if they're exposing me. Do you know he spent time
like you're some fraud who's been trying to hide it?
Yeah, but it's just like I've been through this before, guys. I mean, like, I remember some of the things that were said about me when people would call the show when I was first on. Well, not even just first on the show, but so it's nothing new to me, but it's just comical that they pretend as if it's something that I'm going to hide from. When they did it, a couple guys, I just went and found old articles about me and posted them. Here, go ahead and read them.
Yeah. It's very interesting how people are at first, you know, like you first appeared, you're right, how many years ago was that you started coming on with me, like 4 years
ago? It'll be 5 years next month.
And so you started coming on and people spew the hate and then they get used to you and then the fan calls start and the other calls are gone. And, you know, people adapt. It's why it's really important, I guess, that the people who are at the tip of the spear for receiving the incoming persevere, because it's not based on anything but an instinctive response of wanting to dispose of people who say something you don't like or rub you the wrong way, and you've got something on them, you think, and you throw it at them, and then you find out that it's not of any consequence, and you move on. It's weird. It's so weird.
It is weird. I mean, I've been guilty of it myself, where I've disliked public figures, people I've never met. Based on, you see him on a talk show one time, and I can't stand that guy. But I really, you really don't know the guy, so I can understand it to an extent. But when it's applied, as in the case of Jewishness, to a people that has traditionally just really been treated poorly, then it's a little bit more than just your everyday run-of-the-mill prejudice.
Yeah, well, it could turn into something worse than the way I've looked at it, for sure. The we were watching, there's a Patriots, a series on the New England Patriots on Apple TV, which I signed up and hopefully can watch before the free trial runs out. But it's a wonderful series. And we were watching the other night, and I was thinking about this because there is this thing that was provoked in people around the country who really hated the New England Patriots because they were so successful. And I feel like anti-Semitism is like that. Jews do really well in places where intelligence and hard work and focus and drive are rewarded. And there's other people who aren't, for whatever reason, don't have the same kind of success that in general Jews have in America, and they can be resentful.
Good old-fashioned Schadenfreude, huh?
So it was funny to watch these people be so upset, so irate over the like the what was the ball, the pressure,
the
what was it called? Inflategate, yes.
Inflategate.
Inflategate. There were people who were so irate over the ball being a pound or whatever under the PSIs it was supposed to be. And there were so people so upset about Spygate. Is that what it was called? The Patriots were taking videos. But the signals they were taking videos of were being done in the wide open where everybody in the park, 50,000 people, could watch and anybody could have been making a video of it. Like, it was just so weird. But people love when they have some other angle that's bothering them. They love to play it out when they're for the flimsiest of reasons.
I think in the case of the Patriots, it's almost like, aha, I knew they weren't that good.
Yes, but it comes from a need for them to not be that good, you know?
Oh, yeah. It comes from, especially sports is very largely just about base level tribalism anyways. You know,
as is politics.
Unfortunately. unfortunately, I have to agree with you. Yes. I mean, I think that it's relatively harmless when it's, you know, Yankees suck syndrome. But when you're voting on the people that make decisions for the rest of us, it's very unfortunate.
Lebo, thank you so much for being here. I know you're going very stressful situations, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And it's fun to talk with you, and I love having you on.
Thank you, Ty. You have a great night.
All right. Take care. Michael Leibowitz. Wait, Mike.
Yes.
How can people reach your little fundraising page there? Is that still going?
GoFundMe page. If they just Google Michael and Melissa GoFundMe, it should come up, and they'll find out exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Thanks, Lebo. Google Michael and Melissa GoFundMe, because Mike needs some financial assistance, if you can provide some. Going through tough times right now. Okay, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark, anything on the roads to be concerned with?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.